I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding a chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Chocolate City Radio with Chalk Mommy and Aspen. First and foremost, I would like to wish everybody a happy holiday. I didn't do the show on Tuesday because it was Christmas Day, and I felt like that was the time for everybody to spend it with their family. Second of all, I would like to thank everybody for their prayers because my daughter had a seizure on Christmas Eve. And we were at the hospital from 7:30 that night, 8 o'clock, to like 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to come home, stay up, get her situated, cook, take a nap, get back up, finish cooking, and make sure that my kids had a home-cooked meal for Christmas Day. And we all spent the day together and making sure that, you know, we had that family unity going on. I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers and their kind words. She's back to herself. Her face is healing up because she fucked it up pretty bad when she fell. Tonight's topic is going to be crazy because I did a blast today and the men was being men. It was like, what would you do if you caught your girl cheating? Would you be mad, angry, and hurt? Then the typical answer was like, shit, I'd be happy, I'd be joining in, da 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 da. But the second part to that is, no, she's cheating on you with another chick. It's no room for no threesomes. You're not sharing a bed. And then on top of that, she leaves your ass for the chick. What would you do then? So now I have several dudes online. I'm going to bring Ashton in, and then we're going to go ahead and get Big Tone And I think it's my other friend from New York too. Hey, honey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I can't wait to hear what the men got to say, because all day they was just like, yeah, I'll join in. So I put that monkey wrench on the end. Then it was a whole different story. I'd be mad, or there are more fish in the sea. One person said, I will fuck her family. I will fuck her friends. I will go get a bitch to fuck her bitch. I'm like, what?
That's crazy. I sent out the blast also, and I received some people said they will kill both of them. Some people said they felt ashamed. They would feel ashamed or betrayed. Some people said that they would be upset or hurt because they didn't get an invite. So, but they most men definitely feel like if the woman left him for the woman, they would feel like they're not much of a man because, you know, she left for a woman.
I mean, to each his own. All I can say is like, a couple of men was like, that happened to them.
Yes.
And, you know, they felt like a certain way or whatever. And both of them liked the dick, this, that, and the third. But I feel like in a situation like that, the male pride got to be, like, something crucial. So what I'm going to do is we're going to bring in Big Tone, and then we have another caller because, man, it's, like, lighting up. And we'll see what they have to say. Hey, Big Tone.
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing? What up, Chalk Mama?
How we doing, fine? How you doing?
I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and I'm glad that your daughter is doing well. You know,
man, that shit scared the fuck out of me. Like, now I can make her laugh about it a little bit, and I was like, hunt, because she doesn't remember anything. I was like, best way mommy can describe what you look like is, you know when a fish don't got no water and it be flapping around? I said, that's what the fuck you look like. And so she started smiling a little bit. I was like, but I'm dead ass serious. That's the only way I can tell you look like a big black fish flopping around.
Wow.
I was like, but, you know, I hope her face is better and healed. I really want her to go out with me for New Year's Eve. I don't want to go to the club by myself.
Yeah, no doubt. What's up, Ashton? What's up, Mama?
Hey, how you doing, Cole?
I'm all right. Well, let me just say first off like this. No talk, you know how I do. Goes in real quick. Now, if the chick decides she want to leave me for another broad, go ahead. Because you know why? I got something else on the wing anyway, so it don't make me no difference. You know what I mean? You know how I look at things. You know how I got an opinion on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, if a dude want to get all crazy, like he's going to kill her or do something, he don't need for all that because the ratio is 7-1. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, she's going to want to come back anyway because if that's a chick's first time being with a woman and she likes it, then of course she's going to be like, oh, if one cookie is good, you're going to go back in that jar for more cookies. But when there ain't no more cookies, you got to go somewhere else now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it might be good for the moment. So, yeah, you want to go with her, fine. But guarantee you she'll be knocking back on homeboy's door when she get tired of the chick. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, first of all, I won't be doing no kind of threesomes if it's my wife or, let's say, my main girl. Like, if it's my girl, like my shorty, I ain't going to be doing stuff like that. That's like they had a topic one day talking about would you go to swinging parties with your wife? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? If it's a girlfriend that I fuck around with once in a while, I wish I could jump off shorty. Alright, you want to bring another shorty in the room? Alright, cool, fine. But you can't do stuff like that with your girl. You can't do stuff like that with your wife. That's the problem. That's what happens.
But what if your wife wants it, though?
You know what I'm saying? But see, when you're in a marriage and you're in a relationship, it takes two sides. If that's the same thing. If I tell you, yo, if you're my girl and I tell you, yo, let's bring in another woman into the room, and you be like, no, you're going to feel uncomfortable. I have to deal with that because you're my girl. After a set, your opinion, and I support your opinion 100%, be like, well, she don't want to do that, so all right, fuck it. And then I just say, oh, well, we got to have that. If my girl tells me, oh, you know, I want to bring in another girl in the room, and if I say no, it should be, okay, all right, fine. It shouldn't be, well, why you got to be like that, or why you can't have no fun, why we can't just have fun with each other. You know what I'm saying? Why we got to bring extra people? That's the number one mistake that a lot of men do. They feel like, oh, yeah, my girl want to get dirty with another chick. Yeah, all right, that should sound good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if it's a jump-off shorty, if it's a shorty that you pop off every now and again, that's, you know, throughout the year, and she come up with that idea, all right, fine. But stuff like that should be off-limits to married people and people who are in deep relationships.
Why? Because you're saying that eventually the female is going to just want to be with a female and fuck the dude?
Well, I'm not saying just that. My thing is that if you got a good thing going on in your relationship, right? You know how they say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? People might feel like, oh, our sex is great. Well, we need to still spice it up. If your sex is great, why do you need to spice it up more? You know what I'm saying? That means you put more fuel into the fire. Let the fire burn. Now, if the fire is burning out, then you add more fuel to the fire. But if you got a big flame, you add more gas to a big ass flame, you're gonna have an explosion. You don't want that.
But yeah. Swinging does help some relationships stay stronger because in their eyes it's like, okay, everything is done in the front, up in the open, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I posed that question today is because a scenario was brought to my attention over the weekend. This dude had been with a chick for 2.5 years, and he went to go see her to pick something up. She was in the room, whatever, with a shorty, and, you know, he was the wrong person. He was the odd man out. No invite, no nothing, looking like, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? So, basically, he got this in his face for the female, and they have been together like 2.5 years. So if you have been in a relationship that long with a female and she just easily dismissed your ass for another chick, and you can easily say that it wasn't no fly by night, especially if this chick had been dealing with females on and off before she met you.
But my thing is this though, did he know that she was into females for those 2 years, or was this just something that came out last minute?
Well, from my understanding, she had messed around with a couple of females before they had been in a relationship together.
So he can't be mad about that. He got to expect that. My thing is, if you know your shorty is done, gone down that road, if you know your shorty has dealt with women before and still likes women while she's with you, you can't get mad if you catch her with another woman in bed or catch her with another woman at dinner. Or something. Now, I can see if he was dating that same chick for 2 straight years and didn't know nothing, and then one day just come out of nowhere and see her with another chick, then I can understand. If you're living with your girl, whatever the case may be, I can understand. All right, then you could be mad, and then you could punch walls or whatever satisfies your anger. You know what I'm saying? If that's your girl, you never knew she liked women, then all of a sudden she with a woman, okay, I understand. But if you know that that's what she like, you can't get mad about that.
But it depends. If she's like, oh, this is something I dabbled in a long time ago, in the 2.5 years that y'all together, you're thinking it's just you and her, you had no clue. I can understand the dude being hurt then, you know what I mean? Because what
right.
you do in your past doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do it in your present.
Yeah, but usually, you know how they say, once done, always will do.
No. I'm not going to say that because when I interacted, it was more so of the threesome point of view, you know what I mean? And the one time that I did, without a male being there, it was like to teach him a lesson. Like, look, baby, you have been on point. You should have been where you was, where you should have been. And so I made him listen to the whole thing on the phone. So that teaches him, like, don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I guess it just depends. A female will only reveal what she feels safe revealing. And it's like, you know, depending on the dude's mindset and stuff like that. And then maybe it just got to the point where, you know, sometimes you get caught slipping. And, you know, me personally, I'm not ever going to say I'm going to leave a dude for a chick. That shit ain't going to happen because, for one, I like dick too much. Two, I like when a motherfucker comes to me with a dildo. What you going to do, use some hot water? No. Three, I like using pop rocks and swallowing. So, like, no female can top that. So, I don't know. Matter of fact, we have another caller. The last ending in 4330. They're from New York as well. You're live on the air with Ashton, Big Ton, and Chop.
All right, how y'all doing? I would like to say I'm glad to hear your daughter doing all right, and happy Christmas and happy New Year's.
And
my name is Mr. Brooklyn. How you doing, Ashley?
Ashton.
Hi. Hey.
Huh?
It's Ashton,
huh?
Mr. Brooklyn.
All right. I'm saying the one that was just on the phone, he basically summed everything up, and he felt the same way I feel. You know, if she was a cheat like that, then she was never mine from the get-go, so I just walk away from the situation. You know that you can love hard and you can love easy, too. So I just walk away. And for the men out there that talk about, they'll kill her, this and that, I think your ass just played straight up stupid.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Why they gotta be stupid?
Because if a girl cheat on you, then you go out there and you kill her. What is that?
They have no control over their emotions.
Even if you put a hand on a female, something is wrong with you.
That's the same thing if you catch your girl cheating with another man. I mean, so be it. You know, you can't
go around
killing people and doing this and that. If that's the case, she wasn't with you from the beginning.
That's right. She was never yours from the beginning.
Okay,
right.
Now hold up. Now, I might agree with all this male shit going on or whatever, but what about the Kansas City Chiefs player that killed his girlfriend and killed himself, and he was fucking cheating?
I'm saying his guilty conscience got to him, and he felt whatever he did and whatever he was thinking in his mind, I feel was wrong that he ain't had to kill himself. What he should have did is went back and told her, yo, babe, this is what happened, blah, blah, boom, bang, and let her get a choice whether she want to be with him or not. But he took that choice away. See, this is what real men do. You know what I'm saying? This is what real men do. Because I was brought up in a different era. I am my mama's only child, so therefore she brought me up different. So it's like this with me. I don't use the B word out my mouth. I don't disrespect women, and I definitely don't put my hands on a woman. If I got to argue with you, I walk away. In the conversation, I'm gone.
Yeah, that's true. You get into a heated argument, but then that's the footage you just go with it. Just leave it alone after that.
Yeah, you know, I'll say what I got to say, and that's that, you know? But I'm not gonna sit up here going tit for tat with you. Nah.
So you basically feel it doesn't matter, man or woman, a cheating situation is a cheating situation, and you can't tolerate it.
Yeah. That's one thing I don't like. This one thing I don't like in life. I don't like liars. Cause if you got to realize this, if you tell one lie, you tell another lie, then you got to remember all them goddamn lies that you told.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that. You ask me something, I'm gonna tell you what it is.
That's too much time and energy in trying to remember all your lies.
Thank you. No, and you might have some dudes that might call up here later on and try to sugarcoat shit, but they're not really sugarcoating nothing. This is how they really feel.
Yeah, well, you have an opinion that cheating is cheating regardless. There are some men who have fantasies of being with more than one woman at the same time, and
right.
they're feeling betrayed
right.
because their significant other is having this type of lifestyle without them. So
all
it's
right.
like a selfish feeling they're having.
All right, but listen, like he said before, right? If you come in a relationship, you're supposed to, the first thing in a relationship is communication, right? So when
right.
you come in a relationship, you got to get to know a person. So if she had already been with a girl, you already know what time it is. Some point of time is going to come back to that.
Well, what if
you
she
might,
never been with a girl?
If she never been with a girl, then she want to try. Like he said, if you're not my girl and you're not my wife, I don't give a fuck what you do, but my girl and my wife is not doing it. Because we in a relationship and we supposed to be as one. I don't want to see you go out there and have sex with somebody else. I don't want to go to no fucking orgy party and watch you suck somebody dick or fuck somebody. Hell no. You my girl. Hell no.
But what if your girl want to take you to the party so she can see you smash somebody?
I'm
what
not doing that. I have respect. I'm not doing that.
But what if
that just opens the door
want?
For her to do what she want to do.
Yep.
No, okay, hold up.
That's the trap. That's the trap right there that y'all try to get us caught in.
That's how I start. No,
yep.
Because there are some women, catch the fucking head, there are some women, or fuck it, there is one woman out there that don't want to be touched by another man, but wants to see her man please another woman, because that's what she fucking likes. It's not about setting you up because she want to come back and get some dick.
But then it's gonna turn back around on you. If you accept it, sooner or later, somewhere down the line, it's gonna turn back around on you.
How you figure?
Huh? Because she might, because she might want you to smash something. You'd be like, all right, babe, I'm gonna do it for you, and I'm gonna go smash this. Then 4-5 years later, she'd be like, yeah, babe, I let you do this. Now I want to have a threesome with three dudes. What the fuck I look like?
Okay, but if she is telling you what the fuck she wants because she knows what she wants, that's her lifestyle.
Then she can walk out the door. Then she can walk out the door.
Okay,
she can keep it moving.
That's her thing. Every now and then, she wants to see her man smash, so that's a setup.
No, I'm not doing it. If that's your fantasy and you want to see me smash somebody, I'm not doing it. I'm not opening that door. I'm not doing it. I'm with you.
That's loyalty.
Yeah.
No.
But you know how it is. Motherfuckers say anything over the phone.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna come back with that one too. Just like a lot of women say anything too, you know. It's a two-way street.
I know what I mean, and I mean what I say.
And I am the same way.
Okay, you know what? When I come to New York, Mr. Brooklyn, I want you to be the same way. And then
the way I am now, I'm all this way every day, 24/7. I don't change for nobody.
We'll see. Because when I come to New York, me and Ashton, we're going to have a Chocolate City Radio meet and greet. And I
want
all my supporters and fans, something I've never done before, party, drink, I don't give a damn, take pictures. But we can make YouTube moments. I mean, I'm all down for the video, not fucking or nothing like that. I like to make Chalk Mommy moments, and I put them on YouTube for World Star Latino. And it's like, you know, we having fun. So we can make sure we stay in touch with you. Because I got a feeling, Ashton, it's going to be some trouble coming up out of that one.
But you know, I'm in the building for that one.
I'm definitely.
I'm not really worried about you. I'm not really, really worried about you. But
man.
This Mr. Brooklyn here.
It is what it is. You know, whatever I say, I mean. Whatever I do. At this moment, I'm single, so therefore, if I'm single, I can do whatever I want to do. You know, but when I'm in a relationship and when I'm talking to somebody, it's all about me and that person. You know?
Right. It's not,
so,
a, If you want to be in a relationship and still got to run around and just want to tally in that one, then you don't need to be in a relationship.
That's right.
I'm not taking anything you say into any type of accord because you's a hoe. You's a whore. So your opinion don't even supposed to count. When I start having team horrors on here, then, y'all can get together and your opinion might count. But right now, you's a hoe. So I'm going to take it. It goes in one ear and comes out the other. You know what I mean?
Who's a hoe?
You's a hoe.
But it's all type of hoes, though.
I'm Mr. Brooklyn.
It is, though.
Mr. Brooklyn.
It's all type of hoes.
Mr. Brooklyn.
Yes.
Do you really want to go there?
Yeah, we can go there. I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down.
I'm going to give you a pass today because I'm still filling your ass out. So.
All right.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, respect
yes.
is due.
Yes, and I'm trying to be nice. Now we're going to bring another female caller in. This is Jazzy from California, but she's from, she's from NY too. So let me see what she got to say. And then I see Big Chris is on the line, and I wonder what the hell he got to say. Hold on, so let me bring in Jazzy first. Hi, Jazzy. Hello? Okay. Oh, he's not speaking. All right. What's up, Big Chris? How you doing?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you speaking, man.
Okay, now, what the hell you got to say on that topic?
Man, I didn't even get to hear the topic. I just came from out of town. I just saw this with you. Feel me? I just called to tell you Happy New Year and all that good thing.
Okay.
What is the topic?
What would you do if you caught your girl cheating with another chick and you wasn't allowed to be in the bed with them and she left you for the chick? What would you do?
I fuck her up because she ain't let me get some here, isn't it?
Oh, man.
See, that's that Brooklyn shit. That's that Brooklyn shit right there.
There ain't no fun if I don't get none. Look out here.
I mean, but you ain't meant to get everything.
Huh?
You're not meant to get everything.
Then she can hit the road. She keep it strong. She can go buy her business. I go buy my business and find somebody else. No good.
I mean, what? I mean, would your pride be hurt? Would you be hurt or you just be mad?
Recording how long we were together.
Let's say they all together for like 3 years.
And I love that stuff. Yeah, then my if you hurt, it hurt and stuff, but it's all gravy and get her back. I'll probably go fuck her sister or something. Yeah?
I mean, but I'm trying to think. If I caught my man in the bed with another man and he left me for him, I would be like, what in the fuck happened? What in the hell was this motherfucker doing that I'm cussing? I'm not just being in that same place.
I mean, I wouldn't be telling you, I like girls who like girls, but as long as I'm in that circle, it hurts me.
Yes. Not everybody can have two fiancés and two households and everybody is hunky-dory about it.
Exactly. See, so my son's kind of different than everybody, so I don't know.
I just heard somebody say, what?
I'm sorry. That slipped out.
Yeah,
who that is?
That's Ashley. Yeah,
oh, that's the new shorty?
Yeah, Big Crip is in a special situation. He hitting two women at the same damn time. They know about each other. They share him. I mean, he has, like, the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And I'm from Brooklyn, you did.
Okay, well, were you honest with both females for them to be your fiancés and having two households and all that?
Yeah, they both asked to marry me.
Yeah, they both asked to marry you, and they knew about each other.
Yeah, they know about each other and all that, so we had the house, we had everything. They knew about each other, took pictures of both of them, all that. When I was in jail, they came visit me together, all that.
Wow.
Well, see, you know what that is. That's that he was honest with them and they was ready to deal with it or not. And I guess the both of them was ready to deal with it. So kudos to you for being one of those honest people and not having to cheat.
So let me ask him this question. All right, since you had two females and y'all doing the dukes and all that, you engaged and all that. So how if you was to came in the house one day and caught both of them having an orgy with four or five men, how would you feel?
Then we caged up. I'm gonna go. They ain't gonna try none of that. They already know why.
How you know that?
Trust me, they know.
I'm asking you this question. What would you do?
I just told you.
I didn't hear you.
Caged up. I said caged up on him.
He said he's a goon, so he better to take him out.
See? This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about with the male species. Not every male. Is this some of us that just think with our dick instead of thinking with our head?
What does that do to think with my dick in my head? What does that do to think with my dick in my head?
Number one, all right, because number one, you said you will come in and you will kill something. What you going to kill something for?
Yo, they cheating.
What is you doing?
It's not cheating. Do you know what cheating is? When the other person knows about each other, that's what cheating is. You know that, right? That's what cheating is. But my other shorty don't know nothing about the other shorty, I'm creeping. They both know about each other. I told them they're off the rip, but I meant they're off the rip, so it's not cheating. So what are you talking about?
All right. So if they tell you, listen for a minute. So if they tell you that they want to bring two more men and with you, so that's three.
No.
The answer is no. But
no.
now you got.
If they want to get a nigga, they can keep his shoulder. I told him that right now too. I can call him on three ways. Like, yo, if you want a nigga, go get another nigga, but you can't fuck with me.
All right, I feel you.
But you can fuck with whoever you want to fuck with at the same time.
I don't fuck with whoever I fuck with. I only fuck with both of them.
He's very adamant about that. He, aside from his two shorties, he don't fuck around.
All right.
I mean, all right. He got his plate full.
Yeah, he got two good ones. I feel you.
I don't cheat. None of that. I don't cheat and I don't lie. I speak the truth. Real niggas. They're like real niggas. Girls out here. The reason why niggas don't get what they want because niggas be lying. How you know if you're showing you wouldn't lie, you have another girl? You go straight up ask her. The niggas want to creep up on the low level. Go ask and you find out. I asked. They could have said no. Then it was a no. They just say, yeah, they went with it. They went with it. Just keep it real. That's all it is.
Well, this situation, like yours, has been going on for years. It has been a religious book that, you know, you can have as many wives as you can financially handle.
Exactly. But I ain't no Muslim. I ain't none of that. I ain't Muslim.
You ain't got to be Muslim, brother. You ain't got to be Muslim. It's not only in the Quran.
Yeah, I know that shit in Utah, the polygamous life and all that, but this is a big
not even. It's not even the Book of Mormon. It's in every religious belief that... That can happen, but so you handle both households equally, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you can go ask both of them if you want to.
And you don't not once get tired.
I mean, you get tired because both of them be having their dumb ass attitude sometimes. Sometimes they get jealous of each other sometimes, but hey, you know what you get yourself into, you feel me?
I'm sorry, neither one could have been me because I'd have made sure you was tired. You could have gave her shit out.
I mean, that's you. That's what you think.
That's what I know, brother. That's what I know.
Nah, that's
I'm
what
like, you
want to
be with her too? Sure, go ahead. Come here. Because by the time you got over to her, all you could do was sleep. You would have been real boring to her.
Wow.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Talking some shit. Wow. You going
to
make me
God.
Tired? You going to make me tired?
That's how it is.
You gonna make me tired then?
Especially if you're telling me that there's gonna be a night when you gotta keep her bed warm and I gotta be cold. Negative.
Well, we're in the same crib though. So we're the same
negative.
Crib,
yo, so since you got it like that, won't you just move everybody in and y'all just live as one big family in
that's
one
what
household?
He said.
I don't do that.
Oh,
that's
you
what
got
he said.
One
he
household.
Said
All right.
Yeah, I got that.
I can start saying that's the Brooklyn way. Because I got to say, out of all the boroughs, it's just something about Brooklyn dudes. I don't know what it is. I mean, y'all be about y'all money, y'all foot game is on point, and a good number of y'all people. So, I mean, hey, you're lying.
Everybody in this world pay for pussy one way or the other, man.
Amen.
Come on, one way or the other, you pay for it.
Yeah,
man, you know?
I don't pay.
Yeah, but I don't pay for prostitutes.
Yeah, prostitutes is something different, yeah, you know.
Yo, cuz, open the door, cuz, I'm in the front.
Okay, now what I'm gonna do is we have to.
I'm gonna put it on.
I'm gonna sneak in.
Who is that?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's Big Crip. I put him on hold. Okay, now I'm gonna bring in the last numbers is 8703. You're live on the air.
516,
last number 8703.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, what's up? I'm here. I'm in the train. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. You just listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm telling you, talking. I'm on the train. But I got a couple things I'm going to say when I get off the train.
Okay, your mouth is too close to the phone. It sounds like you're trying to give me head through the phone. Can you talk a little bit?
Do you hear me now?
No, it's still close.
It's still
awful. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I said I'm on the train. What it is, like, I can't really get into the conversation, but I'm listening. Boy, as soon as I get off the train, I'm gonna put my input, my point of view. But it's interesting.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm listening. I'm here.
Okay. I like that train, Stu.
Now, this is I'm on it. No, if you want, I take a picture in BBM. I'm really on the train, no lie.
Okay, what's your name on BBM?
Get Money.
Get Money?
Yup.
With the cell phone store?
Yup.
with the heavy
nut?
Sounds
great.
What'd
she say?
Nothing.
Oh, she got
drugs? No, I don't have no. We're gonna let you enjoy your ride on the train. We're gonna bring him back. No, please. Yeah. We ain't get money. We have a friendship to go way back.
You can't get into that right now. I can't talk, so you can't get into that.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. You need to announce that you said you can't talk. You should have just been like, yep.
Oh.
I'm a dirty broad over the airwaves, especially when I can't, you know, like what I want to do. But I'm going to put you on the phone because I get the train and shit. And then we here when you can talk. Okay.
What'd you say?
I said I'm gonna put you on hold because I hear the train. So just press 1 again when you're off the train.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Yo, put some females on the phone. I want to hear their point of view.
Yes. I mean, you know, ain't too many females gonna come out like that because I be wanting to have gay females on here, to ask about why is it. You know, you don't want to be with a man, but you want to be with a female that takes
that look like that look like a man, that look and dress like a man. Yeah, that one killed me too.
That tricks me out, and I mean, and vice versa. Men, you don't want to be with a man. I mean, you don't want to be with a female, but you'll bottom a feminine dude all day long. Why not just fuck a female? And just do it the right way, because at the end of the day, you still want that motherfucker to scream like a bitch, look like a bitch, walk like a bitch, and take dick like a bitch. Why don't you just go out and just fuck a chick? I mean, it's better.
Yeah, you're right.
And females, I don't have nothing against gay people. Let's get this out the way first and foremost. But my thing is like, if you're going to be with a chick that acts like a dude and he has to use a strap on, then maybe you just need to get some real dick. Because at the end of the day, when you want to have a child, you still have to go to dick to get that much needed ingredient that's called nut. So why not just take the dick, get nutted in, and, I mean, worst case scenario, just have your bitch hold you. But at the end of the day, it's like, stop all of the fuckery. Men fuck women, women fuck men. And then, if y'all want to be real freaky, we can meet up at a swingers club, and I can just watch all y'all fuck. And, you know, see who's doing it right and who's doing it wrong. And asking to be a judge.
Asking, you wouldn't mind judging.
Oh, you wouldn't mind judging. Yo, you so quiet. Why are you quiet, though, for real?
I'm the type of individual that takes in everyone's opinions and then give mine.
Oh, all right. All right, Miss Quiet.
Yeah, like as far as women dealing with feminine men, I don't know. Maybe it's not that they want a woman. Maybe it's that they want to be in a dominant heterosexual relationship. Maybe they want to be the dominant one.
I'm saying I'm against me personally because I'm a man. I'm against two men, and I'm biased when it comes to that. I'm against two men because whatever a woman do in life, at the end of the day, she gonna be a woman. Whether she suck a dick or whether she eat some pussy, she's still gonna be a woman at the end of the day. A man, once you suck a dick and take a dick in your ass, you're no longer a man by birthright. Is that male thing still stand? But you're no longer a man. So I'm.
I mean, you can't tell that to the homo thugs.
I know that. I know that. And when they passed that law, they just gave them all type of rights. And yo, it's crazy.
Okay, now what about if a man just likes to have his dick sucked by a transvestite? What are your thoughts
he
on
gay,
that?
He gay. If you stick your dick in another man's mouth, you are gay.
Or if he lets his dick fall into another man's mouth, he's gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
What if he didn't know it was a man?
I'm saying if he didn't know it was a man and it happened, I survived him, don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Just keep that, go to your grave with that. But nine out of ten, if you a real man and whatever you do, you go to a club or whatever you do and you meet a girl and y'all about to do your business, it's only right you get the touching and feeling. Soon as somebody push your hand away, come on, your spider sense is supposed to go off.
Your spidey senses?
Yeah.
If she pushes your hand away, it can't be because she doesn't want to be pleased. She just wants to please you. It can't be because she has her period and she just wants to suck your dick.
I'm not going for that one. I don't watch too much Jerry in my life. I am not going for that one. I want to see something. I got to see. I got to feel. I got to touch. I want to make sure.
But you know what? You'll get caught out there, too, because there's plenty of transsexuals who have that.
Oh, yeah, I know that too. No. Yeah, I know that, too. This is why certain things in my life, because I'm at that age in my life, is just certain things I don't do. I don't do the club scene. I don't do the bar scene. I definitely don't do the hanging out on the corner and all that. I don't do that.
So you be on Plenty of Fish, too?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, so you be on Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish?
Yeah.
No, I don't be on the Plenty of Fish.
You sure?
Positive.
You might want to try it.
You funny.
Nah,
I don't do the dating websites, no.
Well, you know what? You have spent the last 44 minutes talking about all the shit you don't do. What about the shit you do?
I'm saying the shit that I do, that's between me and my girl. I'm saying I don't have one, but if I got one, that's between me and her, you know?
Okay, oh, you don't have a girl. I mean,
nah.
Understand that. So what in the fuck do you do when you singly fucking females?
When I'm randomly fucking females?
No, singly. When you're single, you know, you might hit a chick here and there. What do you do then? Because you're not telling on your girl because she ain't your girl. She's just somebody you just dug out and you kept it moving. Or you just randomly fuck.
If it's somebody I'm randomly fucked now, I'm not going down on them now because I don't know where the fuck she been at because she's not my girl, so I'm not doing that. If we gonna fuck, we gonna fuck, and that's that.
Okay, so you wouldn't want her to suck your dick.
If she won't go down there and she go down there, I'm not stopping her.
But you ain't gonna do it to her. But
she's not my girl. She's not my girl.
But you would still enjoy the pleasure of her sucking your dick without her being your girl.
If she want to go down there and she want to do it, I'm not going to stop her. But if she be like, yo, I want you, I'll be like, that's not happening right there because you're not mine. I don't know where you've been at, Bazzi. That's that. Now, I gave you the choice. Now, the choice is yours. I didn't take the choice away from you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, your goodness what? This is somebody that's keeping it real, no?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, your goodness, yeah. You swear what? Yeah.
You cute. I'm going to give you C grade right now.
Oh, you
going?
Now,
let me see if Jazzy is available. Jazzy. Jazzy, he must still be listening too, because I was going to let another female come in.
Let another female come in. I want to see what she got to say.
When I bring her in, she doesn't say anything, so she's going to have to hit that one again. So we're going to bring in the area code is 253, and the last four is 6072. You're live on the air of Chocolate City Radio. What the hell you got to say?
Yo, what up? Good black people. Spanish people,
doing?
White people, Asian people. We got any Asian? I like Asian.
He sound like
he's going to live too. Nah, I just wanted to touch on what your man, when y'all was talking about the homosexuality and thing. Your man said he don't do the club. I feel him on that. But as a man, if I have an inkling, if I get a tingle in my body that I'm talking to a chick and I think she a man, I just won't fuck with her. I could be completely wrong. She could be 100% all woman. But if you got a manly feature and I got a question my dad neck, I'm walking away. Fuck all that. You're not going to catch me on Jerry Springer on Maury Povich talking about man or woman because then somebody got to die.
Because
anybody can get got. They had the HBO special when they went to Hawaii and all them dudes was dudes. And one of them would have got me on a sober night. Damn near. Fuck a drunk man. A drunk man, I'd have just been assed out. So I just don't play them games. Nah, you can't play them games. You got to catch a case.
Okay, now, if you had a shorty and you caught her cheating with another shorty and you wasn't allowed in the bed and she left your ass for her, how would you feel?
If I caught my shorty cheating with another shorty, it's like she cheating with another nigga and both their asses can get choked the fuck out and I just go to jail and do the time. That's the bottom line. Because if you my woman, you don't understand. If you're my woman, I'm emotionally invested in you. You break my heart, I'm breaking your neck. And we just casual with it. Yeah, we on some dating and fucking shit. I'm cool on that. All right. You don't want me and your girl to pop off? That's cool. I'll catch you at the spot because I've seen it there a couple of times. Because you're not just going to pick up no random chick. You're going to pick up somebody we know. Or somebody know, or somebody I know. 6 degrees of separation is a motherfucker. So the word to get around. Yo, I saw Shorty was Val. You know who Shorty was messing with Val? Nah, me and Val used to pop off in high school. Let me see if that's still good. That's how that's gonna go. But if you wifey, you got that ring. I was just telling kids, I'm so sorry your mama left us and she ain't never coming back.
Oh my god.
It's real talk. Because if it was a dude, I'm killing both of them. So watching the female man is different. I thought she hate me. He was nice in that fucking movie. I was like Boston bars in the face. Right there, butt ass naked.
And you know what's crazy is that most men feel like they got to lay hands on an individual. But for instance, if she caught you cheating, You know, she would just have to take the explanations and the I'm sorries and to make it up. She couldn't lay hands on you. She couldn't hit her people and jack your ass up.
Not at all. I took those risks. I'm 40 years old. I took some of those at 20. I got smacked in the face, and I took the high road because I was dead ass wrong, and I know I was wrong. And whatever she feels she needs to do to heal and get over it, if she want to smack the shit out of me, smack the shit out of me. That's cool. You want to scratch up my car? Go ahead. It's material. I got insurance. You want to fuck up my apartment? Go for it. All that shit is materialistic. Go ahead and heal. I didn't mean to hurt you like that. It is what it is. Because for the real, most men don't cheat for emotion. The average male cheat just because it's new pussy, not because you want somebody new. Your girl could be treating you 120,000% proper, cooking your food, washing your feet, birthing your children, taking care of the home, and got a good-ass job. And a nigga is still running to some ratchet-ass broad with a fat ass and no panties on and fuck around and slip up. And that's his punishment. He got to get beat the fuck up by his woman. He better not lay a hand on her because I'm completely against hitting women. But there's a reason to hit anyone. There's a reason to kick a grown man in a wheelchair down a flight of fucking stairs is just frowned upon in our society. You know what I mean? You ain't supposed to do it, but anybody could bring the crazy out.
Right about that.
So you would choke them.
Definitely. You got to see.
I feel you. Because my thing is, if I was in a relationship and I caught my man in the bed with another man, guess what? All bets are off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call 911 and I'm going to tell them I am a straight female that have fucked with some females back in the past, but I just came home and I caught my man in the bed with another man. I feel like he has attempted, he has assaulted my life, because when you go fucking a dude, ain't no telling what the fuck you gonna bring home. So until I can get tested, I'm gonna have to fuck y'all up. Until I can get to the hospital or whatever, I'm gonna have to fuck both of y'all up. So y'all, somebody ain't gonna be a bottom no more, and somebody ain't gonna be a top, because one dick is getting fucked up, and somebody's ass is getting fucked up.
And I support you 120% because that's actually more of a violation than the girl-on-girl shit. Man-on-man is 1,000 times worse than a girl-on-girl cheat. Man-on-man, number one, you just, like, you can't play house. There's no such fucking thing. You did that shit when you were 6 just to get a grab of the booty. You don't play house as grown individuals. And you'd be lucky if you don't get castrated doing that shit. Fuck, kill him. Just cut his dick off. Make him wear that shit like the Scarlet Letter or some shit.
Or I'm going to record that shit and put it on World Star and Pornhub and Cottonmouth. Yeah.
Why World Star, though? Since when World Star been the social media for African Americans? Everything going World Star.
Yeah, because I have no respect for World Star, so I sure as hell ain't gonna have no respect for that bitch. So guess what? Face down, ass up. That's the way he likes to fuck, and that's what I'm gonna put in the background as the music playing. Don't fuck with me. Like, fuck out of here. So, I mean, I'm sending out blasts and stuff like that for the females to call in, because, you know, last Friday and this Friday, me and y'all hanging in there. Y'all trying to be heard till I shut y'all down. But, you know, it's all good. It's all love.
We understand. I'm just giving one opinion of one black man. I don't speak for the masses. I speak for myself.
If you caught your woman in the bed.
In the bed, that's even worse. You can get away with that shit. That shit's legal to kill him. That's temporary insanity.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't really think the jury would be real sympathetic about two women being caught in the bed, because society accepts it more so than, oh, my God,
I don't think they will be either, but I bet you my lawyer is going to try to convince their ass.
They'll just be like, you should have fucked her better. That's what they'll say to you.
And that's cool, and that's cool and all, but that psychiatrist and that $3,000 retainer I put down and that $5,000 a week I'm throwing at this lawyer, that'll get me off. And first come to shove, I just ask the judge, can I go in his chambers, and I just shit on the desk.
Oh my God, I think this is a damn Skype call. I don't know, but it's like damn it, I don't even. It's like a weird number. Hello.
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 Hi.
Wow. My name is Kobe.
Your name is what?
Kobe, K-O-B-E-Y.
Hi.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm calling from Ghana, Africa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shout out to Ghana.
Oh, shit. Is it true?
Yes.
Do Africans have big dick? Is your dick big?
Oh, wow. Yes, I have big dick, man.
That food is fresh.
You're live. You're going international.
Do what?
You are going international. We are all listening to you live in Ghana.
Yeah, shout out to Ghana. You're international now, ma.
So, what would you do if you caught your girl in the bed with another girl and you couldn't join and she left you for the chick? Would you be upset, angry, or hurt?
I wouldn't be. I would just grab a chair, sit down, and watch them do their own thing.
Translate.
I was prepared to hear that he would stone her, but I think he said he would not be upset.
I would be upset. I would just grab a chair, sit down, and then watch what's going on.
Grab a chair and watch. But you're not allowed to watch because she doesn't want you involved.
I'm not allowed to watch?
Yeah, you're not allowed
to watch.
You're
not allowed to watch.
So it's a big secret.
It's a big secret. You're not allowed to watch. And you found out, and she decided to stay with the woman and leave you alone.
That's a hard one for him, boy.
What would you do?
All right, but what would you do?
Well, I guess I have to leave them.
That's right. You take the high road. You just leave them alone. You won't choke them out. You won't beat them up.
No, I wouldn't. I would just ask her what happened because it's always been my fantasy. So I'll ask her what happened. She should just tell me what happened. What went on there?
Hmm.
I like that. See,
yeah,
he's trying to figure it out so he can do better next time.
Hmm. You're right.
Yes, probably I'll try and convince her that next time.
He messed up. Taking responsibility for her infidelity.
Yes.
They'll never do that in the States.
Yo, we think we running shit tonight? Huh? I just got that blood. Oh, yo, we running the show tonight. It's a man show tonight. So y'all women just sit back and listen. It's a man show tonight. So now put the women on.
I would like to hear from a woman tonight who actually left.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear, too.
I'm going to retweet that. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a nice dude.
But sometimes it takes a strong-minded man to walk away from a situation like that than to put their hands on it. Because, number one, I can only speak for myself. Number one, I have too much to lose to be trying to go to jail for putting my hands on a woman or whatever. I got too much to lose, so I'm not even going to do that.
But I really liked his response. He's saying, you know, not only would he get violent, but he would ask that woman, what happened? Where did I go wrong? And
yeah,
that
like
stuff right there, you know, that right there will make her question herself. Well, shit, I don't know what happened. It may not have been about you.
That could be she's just a freak and wanted to freak off, and she didn't get a chance to do it in college, and now she's starting later.
Okay, now, why everybody always feels like that's some shit a female do in college? It's experimental.
They do, because they do.
I haven't done it in college.
I'm saying, yeah, you haven't done it, but it's a lot of women. It's more women that have done it in college that haven't done it.
That's the experimentation phase.
It seems like when they go to college, no, it's anything and everything just go on.
Exactly, especially for people that haven't really traveled prior to going to college. They go away to a 4-year school, and they lose their motherfucking mind. And then they get the bill, and they're mad. Like, I was fucking away 4 years of college, and I owe these motherfuckers $80,000.
I don't know. So hold on, Miss Ashley. Hello.
She's gonna give her own name.
I'm waiting for Ashley to come on.
What I called you?
Ashley.
All right. What is your name?
Ashton.
All right, Miss Ashton. What is your
Think
response on all this?
What is my response to all of this?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a man should choke a woman out because he caught her with another woman. I do feel that he should walk away if he feels like it's a violation of man, woman, or whatever. If he feels like, you know, she did him dirty, he should walk away from the situation and, you know, seek better.
So, all right, so put yourself in that type of situation, right?
I can't mess with a woman.
No, I'm just saying, just picture yourself there for a minute, even though you don't mess with a woman or whatever. Just picture yourself in that predicament for one moment, and your man came in, and he caught you doing that. How would you talk your way out of this situation?
See, the thing with me is that I'm too blunt with my lifestyle for me to have to say anything after. If I feel like he's not doing something, I'm going to tell him straight up, listen, you're not licking my clit right, and homegirl over here says she could. Would you like to, get a lollipop or, you know, would you like to practice right now? No, you're too tired, you're too lazy. All right, I'm leaving. No, you don't want me to leave? Oh, she'll be over here later.
All right.
You know, it's like to go around creeping and cheating, it's too much energy. It's too much energy.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, I have to let him know because, you know, not for nothing, a lot of people don't tell their partners what's really wrong. So if they do break up, they go to the next chick or the next man thinking that what they did was okay. And the shit sucks.
That's why.
And they going around being some lame-ass lovers. Nobody telling them nothing.
Right. That's why I say in a relationship or a friendship or anything, the most important thing is communication. Because if you can't talk, I'm like this. If I get on the phone with you, we just met, and I get on the phone with you and I talk to you, and everything come out your mouth is a curse word or this and that, I know how to end the conversation, you know, because I'm here to learn something. It's supposed to be about, you're supposed to learn something from me, I'm supposed to learn something from you. And if we can't have a productive conversation, there's no need for me to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But not a lot of people that you will meet are ready to learn or ready to give off some information. Not a lot of people that you meet are have ventured out into the world to come back to anything on the table. To come back with anything on the table, rather.
We have a point there. And Mr. Get Money must be off the train because his hand is back up. I wonder what he got to say about what he would do if his chick left him for another chick. I sent a tweet for people to call in because I'm specifically wanting to know from women what happened to make them leave their man. Because me, I'm sorry. I need some pitch in the equation, and I don't mean a dildo. You know? Ain't nothing like hot, dripping dick on your stomach. Oh, I'm sorry.
Or strong hands, like that strong, sensitive touch and that roots and that bigger body wrapped around your body. Like, I don't want her titties on me.
Yeah, and I mean hair on the hair on your balls. I mean, like, I don't even think I'm
a
fan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she got jokes.
No, I'm just saying, like, when you win a female and when you have a dildo, it's just the things that you're missing. It's like when you're fucking yourself, the nuts are artificial. It's not like how yours just slaps up and back and forth. You know what I mean? Then it's no hair. And, I mean, that might be a good thing because you don't have to pick shit out of your teeth or nothing. But I'm just saying, those are just things that can't be duplicated because a man's dick is the real thing, like Coca-Cola.
I feel you.
And
oh,
I mean,
man.
I'm just being so honest because I don't think I could just leave a dude for a female. Because, for one, me and that bitch both gonna have monthly, and if we close, we're gonna have them at the same motherfucking time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's too many hormones and too many emotions, you know what I mean?
And it's nasty.
Yeah, and then on top of that, it's like when a dude is getting ready to come, and that vein gets real thick in the dick, and then it starts pulsating.
Jumping?
I haven't been able to replace that.
Y'all are stupid tonight. Y'all are stupid.
For real.
It's good. It's
I
all good.
That gets me going. It motivates me to do better. What? You're jumping like that, Daddy?
Oh, and then when you're sucking the dick and it's going down your throat and you ready for them to come in your mouth because you need your protein shake.
But you need to have another show about that topic right there.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of women that be out here talking about they don't do that.
They don't do what?
Huh?
They don't do what?
Suck dick.
They know me going? That's not true. That's illegal. That's not true. Women go to jail for not pleasing their men nowadays.
I have to do a show about that. And you know another thing I cannot stand is when bitches make dudes wait 90 days to hit some pussy. What?
Listen. I don't know about no 90 days, no 5 days, no 1 day, no 1,000 days. If the connection is there, the connection is there.
Just go with the flow.
That's it. Now, I don't know. For me, it's like I go about my life doing what I want to do. So if I want to fuck you right now, and I say to you, okay, I want to fuck you right now, it's going to go down. And I'm going to get up feeling like I did something for myself.
You know what I'm saying?
But people feel like, oh, you have to cherish your body. You have to cherish your, you know, yourself. Your body is a temple, this, that, and the third. I understand all of that. But people are going to want to do, they're going to do what they want to do. If the energy is right, communication is right, the chemistry is right, it's going to happen.
Hell yeah.
And it's going to happen today. It may happen 30 days from now. I guess people will try to give out the wait 90 days to see if that spark that they have at day one, they're going to continuously have at day 90.
Man, fuck that. I'm doing it in the first 90 minutes. If the connection is there, it's going to be down in 90 minutes. Fuck 90 days, all of that shit. Yo. First 90 minutes, so we gonna go out to eat. It better not take too long, cause we gonna get it. If the chemistry is there, wherever we are driving to, it's going down.
And an individual knows when they're gonna sleep with that person from the moment they see him.
Yeah, a person can see you TV right, and they could be in their place of business, right? And they could be real cute with the facial hair and stuff like that, right? And then it's like y'all talking, you out of town, they in town, and you vibing. And the next thing you know, they come to your room, and they is beating the pussy up like they're from another country. Get my kids relate to that?
You know what? I knew you were setting me up when you talk about the display. I knew you were setting me up.
I knew you were setting me up. I felt it in my bones, I swear.
But that's just stuff that happens. Grown people fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people can call me a hoe. They can call me whatever they want to call me. But I call it getting what the fuck I want. I'm meeting my needs. I don't give a fuck what you feel or the other person feel because it's about my needs. As long as I can see the mirror after I do what I do, I don't give a fuck about how the next person perceives me. They might be mad because they don't have the gall or the balls to just be bold and go after what they want.
You're right.
Mm. Yep. But, you know, people want to reserve themselves.
Nah, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. Society put these gender roles on everybody, talking about men should do this and women should do that. Why is it, my boy told me all the time, women can't do the shit. He said men do, women can't do it. Like, nah, bullshit. We're human beings. Human beings do what human beings want to do.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like, for instance, this whole 90 days, like, if I'm tired, do I have to put my watch or my clock for 90 minutes for me to sleep? No, I sleep when you want to sleep. You go with the flow. You human.
Okay, get money, answer me this. Now, if you fuck five chicks back to back, and then I just told you I fucked five dudes back to back, and I did what you did and you did what I did, what would you say?
Did you use protection like I did?
And I'd be like, yeah, and I'd dap you up, my nigga, and be like, yo, let's talk about it.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, if it is what it is.
Now, see, now, had I asked somebody else, not saying Mr. Brooklyn or anything like that, but if I had asked a weak-minded man,
it's not weak-minded. It's not weak-minded. Don't get twisted. He has his own reality of life, and I have my own. It's too different. I know what he's saying, and I agree with it. To him, I agree with it. But for me, it's something might be different. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever downplay anybody's reality or what they believe.
Hold on. I missed out on the question that you asked him. What did you ask him? I missed out on it.
Okay,
it wasn't a question. It was a statement.
A statement.
Yeah,
and no, I just... The five dudes question.
Yeah, if he fucked five females, and I came back and told him I fucked five dudes, what would he say? Because some men be like, okay, you can't do as I do. And he was saying that he doesn't agree with that. And I knew he would be like, fool, you know what I'm saying? But there are some people that if you tell them that, the first thing they want to do is call you out of your name. They want to call you a hoe. They want to call you a bitch. And
yo, know what I believe in? No, this is what I believe in. All right, if I'm out there and I'm a straight up bastard, and I'm out there and I'm fucking five chicks, then you my girl, and you come home and you tell me you fuck five dudes, I can't get mad because I'm out here doing the same shit. So how can I get mad?
Men get mad. Women get mad.
Listen,
people
if you
get mad
girl,
because
yeah,
they feel that what they're doing for them is right, but whatever they're cherishing or whatever they're treasuring can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I got a phone call from my hometown. This is crazy. Let me see what they say. 336, last four ended in 9847. You're live on the air.
Yo.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling up on the topic before I got up.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
What's that noise in the background?
I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
Okay, now what's another night?
The topic is, the topic was, what would a man do if he caught his woman in bed with another woman and he couldn't join and she ended up leaving the man for him? And my question was, what would the guy do? And then I sent out a tweet asking females if they've ever left their man for female to call in and tell us about the situation.
I
See, I had done that. I was actually into a 6-year relationship, and I left him for a female. This just happened in June.
Oh, wow. So,
and I love her.
What?
Yes. Bring it on in, girl. Bring it on in.
Okay,
yeah,
so
bring it on in, because I'm about to get on you. Bring it on in.
No, no, we gotta clear this up.
Hello?
That's somebody radio.
That's the background.
Yeah, they had a call back in. Damn. I wonder how men are feeling about that.
Yes. That's the story from
the
perspective that we need to hear.
Yo, but you know what the fucked up part was? And she said it like she was proud of it.
That she left a man for a woman?
Yeah, you ain't see how she said it like she was proud of it. And I love her. And I was about to go in on her.
For what?
How?
Why?
No, because I wanted to hear the whole thing. I wanted to hear why and all this and that, you know? But the way she said it, though, was like...
Maybe that man was a bastard to her, and she was very proud to leave him for something better that made her happy.
No, but that's why I said I wanted to hear all first.
I
want to see his story. Period.
Shit. Anytime a female leaves a male for a female, I think it's funny because men just feel like they're so fucking untouchable and invincible. Like there is no competition.
It's no
that
man.
Is
but it's no man in this world that's untouchable and invisible. If he think that, something wrong with him.
Yeah, but when that happens, like a situation like that, then they are, you know, ashamed, betrayed, hurt. Your ego is shot down. They're figuring, how could a woman be better than me, you know,
in bed
or in anything? As a man, I'm supposed to be a provider. I'm supposed to be a protector. How dare you leave me for another woman who's supposed to be submissive, who's supposed to be at home cooking and cleaning, da-da-da-da-da.
But you know what, too? You know what, too? I see it two ways, too. Then in that case, if something was to happen like that, then it's something he ain't doing at home.
And like my man from Ghana said, he would have to ask why.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, Mr. Brooklyn, why are you single?
Saying what?
What's wrong with you?
Huh?
What's wrong with you?
There ain't nothing wrong with me.
She said, why are you single, honey? What's wrong with you?
It's nothing wrong with me. I'm single by choice, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in a relationship for 8 years, but the only thing the chick wanted to do was hang out and party every Friday night. You know, and she let her friends run her life, and I didn't like none of them, and I let it be known. So she chose me over her friends, so and that's that, you know?
Oh, damn.
No.
That's sad.
No, it's not sad. It's reality, you know? It's something I dealt with for too long, you know? And when you get fed up, you get fed up, and I got fed up with it.
Yeah, but,
I work. I don't hang out on the corners. I work, you know, and I do everything a man's supposed to do.
See, so from gate, like your lifestyle was completely different.
Yes.
It's not always that, you know, opposites attract. If you don't believe in hanging out and, you know, being with your friends, you're not going to see her side. And but she don't appreciate staying at home and being, you know, according to her, maybe bored.
All right, let me give y'all a better understanding, right? If I come home, and I don't work 8 hours, and I come home, it's nowhere in hell when I come home, take a shower, whatever, your friend's supposed to still be in the house. When I go to bed and wake up and get up 5 o'clock in the morning, and your fucking friends are still there.
Did you have that conversation, that sit down, like, look, Mrs., you're going to have to respect me a little bit. I do pay the bills here.
And I had that conversation 1,001 times with her. Then it came to the point where I used to come in the house and I used to be like, yo, y'all got to leave, get out, bye, see y'all later. And I, you know, I felt wrong for doing it, but I felt I had to do it. And, you know, they used to just look at me like I'm crazy. Yo, we ain't come here to see you. We come here. I was like, yo, do any of y'all have men? And this is the fucked up thing. Then none of them have no men.
Well, you know how that go. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, they had your chick.
Basically.
Yeah, you know. So I just got fed up with it, and I was like, yo, it's over. I'm gone, and that's that, you know. And
what
plus,
kind of dick game do you have?
Huh?
What kind of dick game do you have that every Friday night you can stay home?
Yo, I ain't have no problem. It ain't nobody I ever fuck with complain about my dick game, my lick game, or nothing.
You
know? I don't have them problems there.
You never have somebody say to you, listen, I'm not liking what you're doing right now.
Hell no.
So how did you learn?
Huh? I'm saying, how did I learn what? Now, you want me to be truthful with you? I'll be truthful with you. My mother's best friend turned me out when I was 15.
Hey.
She taught me everything I know about sex.
Oh,
how to touch a woman, how to kiss a woman, everything.
See, that statement right there bothers me, and I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't bother me to the point that I want to fight nobody or nothing, but I'm just saying, every woman is different. So she taught you how to touch her. She taught you how to please her. That shit might not fly with me.
But I ain't never had no complaints about it. When I'm in the bed with somebody, they get the woo and iron and toes start to curl and all. I never had that problem.
I mean, according to you, I mean, there's three sides to every story. Your side, her side, and the truth. And there is nobody here to back you up and you have no references.
I'm saying, I got references now. I got plenty of them now.
Yeah,
I'm going to need her to call it.
Huh?
Huh?
I'm going
to need her to call it.
All right, let me see.
He's going down his little black book, y'all.
Like, who's going to give me a good review?
He's going down the list. Which one can I call to back me up on this? I need an advocate.
It's not that.
Not that one? Why not that one?
I said it's not that.
Oh.
It's not that.
Personally, I want a guy to call me and tell me if your woman left you for another woman. And did you feel like it was something you wasn't doing? That's what I want to know. I want to know, how do you feel after? Do you feel like you're not going to trust another woman again? Are you crushed? Do you, like, start making videos of you fucking other chicks to make sure it ain't your stroke game? What is your mindset like? Do you start taking Viagra or Cialis or penis pumps? Like, what do you do?
So give him a call then. Oh my God.
I wouldn't appreciate him saying that he could never trust another woman again.
But
he's selling himself short, though,
all the people that y'all send out the blast to and all the people that answered y'all on BBM, it ain't none of them calling?
That's
how some of them called in.
Yeah, some of them did. But for the most part, men just be sitting there, you know, they want to sit back in the cut and hear what everybody else got to say. That's why men make bitch stalkers, because they always in the fucking cut watching somebody.
Thank you. You true about that. But you said it's true, though. That's true. I'm saying, me personally, I ain't never been in a predicament like this, so I can't speak on nothing. I never been in it. Now, if I've been into it and I came into something like that and it happened to me in the past, I will be free. I will let it out and I will say how I felt about it or whatever, whatever. But I never been in that type of situation. I'm quite sure. My pride will be crushed. I will be hurt. I'm quite sure of that, but I would snap about that shit, though.
So So how do you feel about a woman who would cheat with another woman?
How do I feel about that? I've been in a, not even a relationship. I met somebody, and she told me that she liked the women, but she told me up front. So since she told me up front, I have no problem with it. But a woman liking a woman, I don't see nothing wrong with it. What you do is what you do. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I just got a thing against a man and a man. That's all. My thing is against a man. That's my thing. How can you kiss another hairy ass man? Oh my God! I can't even talk about that. Woo!
That's sent some shots to him, honey.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
Mm-hmm. I thought he had popped the Molly and he was sweating.
He tripping. Oh man. Okay, well, some women feel the same way. How could you be, you know, with another woman, and they see something completely wrong with being with another woman or being, you know, a man being with another man?
I understand it. No,
I have yet to meet a man who will say, I'm completely against same-sex relationships, period. Usually a man will say to me, oh, but there's nothing wrong with a woman and a woman. But a man and a man? Mm-mm. And I guess it's probably because it hits close to home for them, because they are a man. And as a woman, they really can't relate whether it's pro or con.
Yeah.
Or why is it a lot of gay men be in the church? I'm not understanding that one.
I don't know. I would like to hear from one of them.
They ain't about to call in for that one, sister.
Yeah, I know. Maybe there's a bold one out there. Maybe there's a bold one out there that's ready to read us all and give us the tea.
Yeah, please call in. I want to hear it. Please call in.
I'm just chilling because this is just too fucking funny. Because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should take things a little more seriously. Because, I mean, me personally, if a man called in and said that his woman left him for another woman, it's like a series of questions. Once I get that first question out,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a series of other questions coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... he's probably just going to be fucking mad because it's some shit that he didn't think about. Because, I mean, me personally, I always, if a dude tell me his chick left him, whether she cheated on him with a man or a woman, I'm going to always ask him, like, yo, what's your dick game like? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Some females won't come out and tell you that your dick is whack or you just suck in bed. You know what I'm saying?
I will.
After fucking... you know, asking, everybody can't be honest like us. And I
why not? That's annoying. No, that annoys me. That makes me want to approach the chick before me, because how is it that she's going to go around letting this man ruin his life, okay? Mm-hmm. Why is it that he could go around giving out this lame-ass dick and nobody's saying nothing to him? Or why is it that his breath is funky after a certain amount of hours, nobody's saying nothing to him? Or he's rubbing on my clit too hard, nobody said nothing?
Because when dudes pay for pussy, everything else goes out the window. I'm not going to tell this man his dick sucked. He just gave me a couple of racks or however the amount was. I ain't going to tell him his dick sucked because he's taking care of me. I'll smell his funky ass breath for an hour out of every day or some shit like that. But my bills are paid. I have a new car. My cable bill is paid. Whatever may be the reason, females...
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yo, can I say something for one minute? This is for all the men out there that's listening. When you got a woman, listen to everything she got to say and pay attention to all the small details, because when you don't pay attention, this is shit that come back and bite you in your ass. Right.
Right. And then not for nothing, like, they want to wait until the breakup argument. That's why your dick game was too little. That's why you can't do this and that. Bitch, you wasn't talking that before when I paid your bill. Like, you don't make sense to me. You're going to put up with that because he's providing for you? And even if he's providing for you, the least you could do is be compassionate enough to go, for yourself at least, like, listen, dude, you know, you're doing all of this for me, and I appreciate you so much. I want to take you to my dentist.
I feel you.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen to this shit. Yo, if she left me for a pretty chick, I'm okay with that. But if she leaves me for an ugly chick, my pride would be devastated.
He sound like a woman. Because if a man leaves me for an ugly woman, I'm going to be like, what the hell? What did I do wrong?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. See, men got so many different answers. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love about men, because there are so many different personalities in the world, so you're going to always get different answers, different comments, different slick-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love doing radio, because you get to hear so much shit. You even get to hear people's bullshit trying to convince you that it's right. You know, it's funny. You know, I don't have anything against men, but men have been dogging women for so fucking long that women
and women been dogging men too, so let's keep it 100. Both right.
It's not the men. Y'all did it first, so we just got tired.
No, we did it first. I'm gonna let you slide with that, because I can only speak about myself. I can't speak about what everybody else do. I can only speak about me. So you gotta pass on this one.
Bring it on, Cletus.
Nah, I can't speak about what everybody else do. No.
There have been a lot of passes tonight.
Yeah, it's a good night. It's a good night.
That's what you think, motherfucker. As soon as I get to New York, all them passes your ass got tonight, she's about to pay for.
It's on then. As soon as you get here, make sure you call me. It's on. It's on.
This is what's going to happen. When I get there, I'm calling Ashton, because she hasn't done something in her life before. And I'm about to make one of her dreams come true.
What is it?
I don't kiss and tell.
You don't kiss and tell?
Oh, my God.
I just take videos after the fact.
Oh, no. I am, like, nervously excited.
See what I'm saying? She's nervously excited. That's a new word that y'all heard on Chocolate City Radio.
Boom. I'm going to have to copyright that, because you know they're going to have it on T-shirts and stuff. Nervously excited.
Now, the question is, who's going to be the lucky dude to come back to complete the equation?
Oh, God.
Because in my book, 1 + 1 = 3.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't.
You can't what? I haven't done anything yet. You can't talk.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Can I just record it?
Can you record what?
The threesome. I've always wanted to be a movie director.
How you going to record something you in?
No, see, this is what I'm saying. I'm blushing. I can't. Oh, Lord, she's going to get me in trouble. Why come, Lord?
Hey, it happens. That's something you want to do, and that's one of your fantasies, and you really want to do it.
Actually, no. My fantasy is to be, like, tied up and, submitted, like, somebody to make me submit.
We can do that, too.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Chop.
Girl. I got some handcuffs. I got
Girl,
I'm going to have to put up a wish list because there's a lot of things that I want. I'm going to have to put up a wish list. I'm thinking about Fredericks of Hollywood and how they have these rhinestone haircuts. Yes, I'm gaudy like that.
There's nothing wrong, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, guess what? What day is your birthday on?
The 6th. It's a Wednesday.
Okay. My birthday is before yours, so therefore, I get to do what the fuck I want to do, and then you can turn around and do what you want to do. But I'm going
to get So what you're saying to me right now is whatever the fuck you want to do, I have to be involved in. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. What I'm telling you is when I get to NY and I check in, to downtown, shortly thereafter, you will be on your way. And then, once you get to the room, I will have the whole scenario set up. Candles.
Somebody's trying to turn me out. Somebody is trying to turn
for you.
Me out.
And a couple of little roses, then the little toys on the side of the bed. Then, I'm going to go run your bath water.
Oh, Lord.
Wash you up, massage you down with some lotion. Then I'm going to make a call, and then we're going to have a lucky someone come over because once I lick it, he has to stick it.
Oh, shit.
I feel like sweet right now. Oops. There goes my shirt all over the bed. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And see, I'm working so hard to be able to use my arms regularly when I come up there so I can just take my right arm, cuff them around your hips, bring you down to the edge of the bed, put your legs over my shoulders, and girl, do my ABCs on your clitoris.
Oh, somebody must have invented it. Mm-mm.
Y'all really going in tonight, huh?
I am over here red in the face. You know I'm like,
yeah.
I am red in the face.
I'm trying to get you to drip before we get off this air. Now, matter of fact, I see the cool one is on the line. Is he going to cool shit off, or is he going to make it hot like fire? Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Listen, I just fell back for a long time because I couldn't get in on that other one.
But you can get in on this one, though, right?
it just started when I was on hold. It was getting all hot. I thought I'd just drop the phone. Put on speaker. Yeah. What's going on, Chop?
Nothing. I'm just letting my co-host know what's going down when I touch down in NY.
Oh,
I see that. I might have to go to NY. Mm. I'm in NY, but I might have to go to the city. It's only 45 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going down in the city. That Super Bowl weekend is going down. It is going down. I might even have a little Super Bowl party in my hotel room.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be right. Make sure I'm on invite. I'm going to be a call, too, so put me on the list. Give me a little necklace with the little flyer thing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know what?
So I can come through.
Ain't nothing like birthday head. Ooh,
wait. Uh-oh.
Ashton, I think you're going to be Mr. Wilson's girl for that weekend.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to have a sore clit.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is going to be
I've been thinking for a minute. What would I do in that first scenario?
If you're
what would you do?
The woman left me for a woman.
What would you do?
I don't know. I said that I'd be lost for about a week.
How would you feel, the initial feeling?
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have to figure out. I'm going to be like, damn.
What's wrong with my dick, right? You're going to be asking yourself, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my dick? What did I do? What, I mean, how did this happen?
I'm going to say I thought out this shit. You told me all the time.
See? That's
you know,
the first thing
you like, yo. Nah, but for real, though, I'd be like, yo, man. That's something you have to really sit back. That's a scholar dude, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to make them be on no funny shit or no faggy shit, but it'll be on some old, it'll put you back some years. Like, yo, your skills ain't developed to the top where you thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah, he right.
It'll
yo,
send
he
you
right.
back
he
some
right.
time.
Oh, my goodness. I just got a BBM. It is hilarious. So my person says, my boy girl had left him for a chick. So the funny story is, one day we out drinking, he wanted to go by the crib. All she told him was, let's take a break. So they at the door, and they hear her telling the chick, come to bed. He hear the chick say, okay, I'm coming, hold on. Next thing you hear is, he can't love you like I love you, baby. You know it's true. So she wigged out, banging on the door, and called her mother and sister and told out. Told the whole shit.
Oh, wow.
So not only is homegirl turning her, you know, his girl out, she letting him know, she letting her know, you know, he can't do it like I do it.
Yeah, I know, by the record. Yeah, I know that. Wow.
Blatant.
Wow. Did you say in the story he called her mother and snitched on her?
Yeah, after that he told his mother, he told her mother and sister.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
Listen, I can relate to that because I probably would have told too.
Matter
of
fact.
Sound like she stole some cookies or something.
We have a guy that has a similar experience. So the last four, 1802, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I got to get acquainted with everybody. How you seeing him again? Athens.
Ashton.
How you doing, Ashton?
Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah, like Ashton Martin, like the guy.
Yeah, how you doing? And the other homie, what's your name, homie?
Mr. Brooklyn.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got a beautiful city over there. I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, my personal experience. What I wanted to say, first of all, there's a lot of stereotypes right here about what men are, what exactly defines a man, what exactly defines a relationship. I don't necessarily agree on. But I gotta definitely say this. My personal experience isn't what you think. My parents is the personal experience, and my father, when he used to be with my mother, as a matter of fact, and my mother, she's now a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my father, he is still very much heterosexual. But what I wanted to say is that there's so many things. I've been married before, and my perception is different because there's so many things that are breakable relationship. My marriage didn't end because of sex or anything relevant to that. It was so much bigger things. And when that happens, when people may decide to go their separate ways, it's not always about this. There's so many other dynamics into the relationship that have caused somebody else's heart to go astray other than exactly what's going on. And I know that the first question that came up was, oh, listen, when there's some infidelity, when infidelity arises, what is someone's dick game is like? I mean, that may be a component, but then at the same time, you don't necessarily know if this is not why the other party isn't happy. And the man is not defined by what the hell he does in his bed. He should be defined by his integrity. So you may have been the man that you may have had. And it's not all about paying bills and providing, because you may have a big difference. You may have political differences with the person that you're with. You may have cultural differences with the person you're with. That person that you're with and the person that leads you with straight, you might have a feeling that, you know what, we're not intellectually on the same level. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple years of college. My ex-wife still doesn't have a GED. That's a problem. That's an issue. And we have a child together, and that stems into a bigger issue. So I might find somebody else, and we might happen to be doing whatever else we're doing, but we might break up because of something completely different. You know what I'm saying? There could have been anything else that's been going wrong in a relationship that'll bring you astray. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get back to your parents real quick. So, your mama left your daddy for another chick?
Well, she ended up being with another woman. But the thing about it is the relationship that my parents had was toxic. So, regardless of who she ended up with, it was so much a better decision and so much better for me and my brother and everyone for them to go their separate ways. And when I live through it, and I'm raised, and I have everyone in my life, I get to understand that it's not all that the defining moment isn't, oh, yo, listen, I made her scream, because I lived as a child and watched the relationship and see, you know what I'm saying, what was wrong, and it could have went any other way. And it doesn't, it wouldn't make a difference, to tell you the truth. Infidelity is really infidelity. It shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Who's stepping out with who? Because if you feel like it's a betrayal, you feel like it's a violation, it still is the same thing. It, you know what I mean? The sex isn't going to be enough to hold the person together or to break you apart.
Well, sometimes, like, if it's with another woman, it's not cheating.
Well, this is the thing, man. I'm really against gender inequality. I fought against gender inequality up in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? Where a couple of girls overseas, they, you know, but the point is that I don't really think that, you know, the double standard is really helpful. The double standard, it just helps to make sure that you, the woman, continues to stay oppressed. It makes it, you make.
No, he has, like, a lot of background noise. I was seeing if that was his. Okay. You have, like, a lot of...
I got
a
question.
Yeah, but he got a lot of background noise that's coming back into the feed. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, static and error.
Yeah. For real?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, your phone is in and out. It must be your connection.
All right, let me see if I can go to a different point. Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
So hold on. Let me ask you this question. So what happened to you in your relationship? Did something like this happen to you?
No, actually, my wife is real conservative. She's very, very conservative. Watching a movie, not a porn movie, a movie with sex in it would be, like, uncomfortable for us. Like, we were real conservative. It was the prospect of even bringing another person into the relationship was off limits. We knew that was out of the discussion. Like, when it comes to matters like that, that wouldn't even be up at the table to be up for debate because of the way she is and the way the relationship was. You know how, like, everybody else called in and said, yo, look, this is my chick. You see, this is the type of relationship it was. Oh, look, it's just us. We're married, and that's the way it is.
All right.
Okay. Now, I have another caller that wants to say something, so I'm going to put you on hold because I'm still getting a lot of feedback from your line. I don't know where it is. Maybe you, like, maybe you with T-Mobile. I don't know.
The fans on his line.
So I'm going to put him on hold, and then 6, 4, 7, and the last four, 551. You're live on the air. 647. The last four is 5541. You're live on the air. All right, that's the hole. You go.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah, I got a question. All right, this is something I always wanted to know. Okay, right. You know how a female be with a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, yo, I can't stand this. And this, all of that, and the third, right? But the thing that killed me is that, like, if I see them at a public market or somewhere like that, why one of them look like a dude?
We
That's the part that I don't get.
Well, I see what he's saying.
I'm saying, he's like, you tired of dudes, just all that in the third.
But you want to dress and look like one.
And you looking like, you looking harder than my man on the block. Your jeans sagging, boxers showing, your titties taped down, you got on a wife beater, fitted, braids, like you old dog or somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'll be bugging, yo. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm outspoken. So I kind of look at them, and they look at me, and it's like they can read me. Because they don't really want to say nothing to me, because I'm going to let it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say what I got to say. But then you look at them, and they're looking at the men like, yo, you better not talk to my bitch. And it's like, I'm not saying as far as females as bitches. I'm just saying it how they say it. Like, because I done been in the club, and I done seen somebody approach they chick, and they be like, yo, this is my bitch, and this, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at them like, yo, what? Come on, man. I just look at them like, come on, do you really want a man to put hands on you because you think you a man? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, in the mind state, y'all saying y'all don't or can't stand men. I always wanted to ask a female that's like that to tell me why is that.
See, I can't stand
men. Can you ask a female that?
Yeah, I mean, I do that all the time, me personally. If I'm going to be with something resembling a man, it's going to be a man. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of females get this false sense of security of, oh, a man hurt me, so I don't really want to deal with a man, but I want to deal with a female that's a little more harder than me. But at the same time, a bitch, motherfuckers gonna cheat regardless, whether you in a same-sex relationship, a heterosexual relationship. If it was meant for your ass to be a cheater, it don't matter who the fuck you with, you're gonna cheat. So for me to be like, oh, Mr. Brooklyn, or the one and only, or the one hurt me, so I'm gonna go be with Steph, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like she won't hurt me because she's not a man. But the bitch got a man's mentality. So if she got a man's mentality, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That bitch gonna cheat on you too.
Yep.
It's for real. Because I know a dyke that got about 6, 7, 8, 9 kicks. And they be fighting over this dyke. So I'm like, you looking at the same thing that the dude did.
Right.
And what I've noticed is, does go quicker to whoop your ass than a man.
Mm-hmm.
I done been plenty of times in the emergency room, and I seen bitches coming in where the film was looking at a dude, or a dude was looking at her, and the stud snapped and beat her fucking ass. So, I mean, like, at the end of the day, let's just say, for instance, you left a man to go be with a stud, and this man never put his hands on you, but you fucking with a bitch that ain't even got no sperm in her dick to knock you up, but she beating your ass. You know what I'm saying? That would be stupid, too, because, like, why the fuck
would you
man to go be with a bitch that looks like a man that is fucking you up? Yo, man never did that.
That's crazy.
You feel me? You paying the whole extra part of the
Because I'm sorry. She's a woman through and through. It don't matter how much she wants to tie down her titties or forget she got a period. I'm sorry. She's a woman, and I'm going to whip on that ass back. Because with a man, you know, that testosterone is a little bit strong. But a female, come on. I don't care how hard you think you are. I'm sorry. You're not going to be slapping up on me like you some man, and I'm not supposed to attack you back? That's crazy.
Listen, I see that heavy over here.
I don't care how crazy you feel you are. There's somebody crazier than you.
That's
if you
want to
be
Ike,
I'm
going to
be Tina on the comeback.
I just wonder why is that, though. That's all. I just wish you could get a female to get in here and tell me why. If she cuts me out, I'm going to have a laugh of my life. But at the same time, I want to really know how she feels. What happened? What did the dude do? What part of his heart didn't touch your soul that you got a woman whooping your ass, cutting your face with a razor, or doing some shit like that, pistol whipping you? I'm talking about just like a thug dude, but a dude ain't gonna do that to you if you was a lady.
Say what?
But you got a woman doing that to you.
A dude ain't gonna do what if you his lady?
The average dude, if he love you like that, ain't gonna say he love you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna keep it G. I'll be with a lot of real G's. A real G, he ain't gonna hurt her. I know some women that spit razors. I'm talking about had a woman in shock to leave her. After they get her, have her in shock. I'm talking about, that's what I'm saying. I know a guy that got about 5-6 women. All of them fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, how you get all that?
Nah,
at the same time, they looking like they scared to leave her. Come on, they be looking like they in fear. And she walk around like she'll beat up a dude.
Do you ever look at her like, damn, I wonder what she got that I ain't got? Why she fool?
Hell nah. I look at her like, shit, he played me, I'm a bunch of lip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look at her like that because I know her. And she done played a couple dudes I know. You know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? You know how two women come in the store or something, you know what I'm saying? And one of the fellas was like, what's that? I seen this chick cuss a cat. Like, yo, what's up? You speaking to my, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, and the other chick sat quiet. First of all, if it's a real lady, they ain't gonna let nobody, male or female, call them their bitch. That's first off the grip. And this big question, like, yo, what's up, man? You trying to holler at my bitch or something? What's wrong with you? I looked at my man like, yo, I know you ain't finna say no. I love all respect for that cat. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been punked by nobody, and I damn sure ain't gonna be punked by a female.
Right?
But
what? Long as they punk you in a good way, you know? Long as it's in a good way.
I know where I'm going with this. But let's just say that she punks him and she wants to shoot the ones with him and she fucks up and beats his ass, what happens then?
It happens.
He better not come on the block. That's what happens.
You're right. He better not come on the block. He better take a few MMA classes and get his life.
He better take 2 years off, two summers. You can't come to the park and play ball. Two summers. Two and a half. Because ain't nobody going to forget that.
Hell no, I think that would be
kind of
funny.
That's going to be the funniest thing.
Get your ass whooped by a woman, ain't
nobody going to hear. No, I done seen it already. I done seen dude get his ass whooped by a woman. I done seen it already.
And what did you do?
You see the
I stand there and laugh like a motherfucker. I was on the floor dying.
Oh, Why you ain't breaking up?
No. I don't get in between stuff like that, because stuff like that seems to turn the wrong way sometimes. One night, me and my son was coming from work. So this dude was outside arguing with his girl. So he hauled off and he smacked the shit out of her. So my man asked, you all right? She was like, yeah, I'm all right. And Duke was like, yo, get the fuck out of her face, blah, blah, this and that, that and that. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, you should have just minded your business and don't say nothing. But Duke got a little too carried away with it. So when he got carried away with it, it was 2-1. So he had to take that ass whooping. If he had just said it's 1-2 and left it alone, like I told my son to leave it alone, and that would have been that, but he got carried away with it.
So your son beat him?
We whooped his ass.
So why did y'all have to jump? Why didn't you just go ahead and beat him 1-on-1?
I'm saying it was a caught in the moment thing because of what he was saying out his mouth. So since what he was saying out his mouth, when my son snuffed him, then I looked. I was like, oh, this is my man. So I'm not. If me and my man together, no, we not doing that. Whatever happens, it happens. No, this is my right hand partner. Whatever happens, it happens. You know? But we definitely gonna whoop that ass together.
That's loyalty.
Right, we're going to whoop that ass
That's
together.
Cool. You like doing a lot of stuff together, huh?
Yo, come on, cut it out, man.
Cut what out?
Cut it out, all right?
Cut it out with
your slick ass mouth. Cut it out.
On her show? Chalk, read that little.
Like, look here. I wasn't referring to a fucking dude. But you were always talking about different little things. So I figured if you was in a situation with a shorty, you like to do a lot of stuff together. But
oh,
you
hell yeah.
So smart ass. So guess what? When I see you, oh my God, it's going to be real ugly.
It's going to be real ugly?
Yeah, it's 2-1 right now.
Hey.
And no friends are allowed.
All right, no doubt.
So when you're
I got a text, y'all. I got a text, and I promised I would read it. This male says, women connect on an emotional level. With men, it's physical. A woman could make another woman feel good, but never mistake it. She can never fuck her like a man, pull her hair, curse at her, choke her. It's the primal instinct a woman is not coded for. Men will always be better fucked. Women will always be better lovers.
Oh, thank you, Hurt. Kurt knows all the right things to say because he's one of those dudes that is always going to get some.
Y'all emotional.
Don't call him Carl Thomas. Don't call him Carl Thomas. I liked it.
Y'all emotional, man. Come on, man.
That was a good thing.
And that's why he has to take numbers.
No, everything he said is true, though. Everything he said is true. I can't disprove that everything he said was true.
He wrote a poem.
Men, y'all are fuckers. Females, we are loving, affectionate, caring. We stroke all the right things. Maybe that's
saying,
why men be losing.
But I'm saying, hold on for a minute. But it's some men out there like that, too, though.
Yeah, and they played with baby dolls growing up.
See, here we go with you. Oh, man.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is something wrong with a man growing up playing with a baby doll. A little girl baby doll like that?
No, because my thing is, if he's learning how to tune into a woman's sensitive side, when he grow up, everything is on point because he's going to know how to read that woman. He'll know how to do hair, whatever. Doesn't necessarily mean he's in training to be a
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can read a woman and, you know what I'm saying, and sit down and talk to her and massage her mind and all that. I ain't playing with no dog.
Hey, I played with Ken. I played with Steve Majors, a $6 million man.
Wow, you was a tomboy when you was growing up?
No, that's why I'm so in tune with a male. My head came in and filled me for no reason. Fuck out of here.
That $6 million man doll ain't no black man.
Say what?
You play with a $6 million man doll. That ain't no black man doll.
I didn't say I had to play with a black man doll. I mean, if you want to get technical, not all black men got big dicks. So what is your point?
The point is, that ain't no black man doll. You ain't going to know no real black man by playing with no $6 million man, because a little man at a little age know that a $6 million man ain't real. A little black man at that age is playing in dirt.
You know what?
You playing punk games out in the street, throwing bottles and rocks at each other. Nobody care about no $6 million man.
Playing with male dolls got me in touch with the male side till I started meeting some doggish ass men and learning my bad habits from them. How about
the
that?
The little plastic doll ain't had no dick.
And a lot of black men don't have a dick either, but we won't go there.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Mommy.
Wow.
I have a wonderful time
doing,
fucking with you.
I'm doing good. That's the way I'm doing that.
That's good. That's good.
Nah,
you're doing
you know
good. That's good.
I swear, boy.
So what's going on? I got a question for my man in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I got a question. What's popping over there in New Year's Eve?
I'm saying it's a lot of stuff popping. You know, it is what you make of it. You know, I don't do the club scenes. I don't do that. But you know, I'm damn sure gonna have some fun though. You know.
Because I think about making a trip that way, and I don't know what,
is,
you know,
this is the place, I'm saying, but this is the place to be for New Year's, though. It definitely is, you know?
Let me, hold on. I lost my co-host. Let me see if I can get her back.
How you lost her?
She said it got cut off, but I think some of that bullshit y'all said may have kicked her off the air.
It was that poem that dude wrote.
It wasn't no damn poem. That was real shit.
He was counting petals on the roses and getting stuck by a thorn.
You know what? I'm not supposed to be you. Now, let me see here. Let me go to where I'm at. And then, let's see. Phone calls.
That lady made love. And the dude wanna fuck. Man, please.
You silly. Hold on.
I don't know what dude gonna admit some bullshit like that out of their mouth.
A real dude.
I'm saying though when you with a girl and y'all having sex or however you want to call it, then sometimes you start out as, if it's your girl, sometimes you start out as making love, but when she start talking about that fuck me and all this and that, then that's what you do. That's what you really do. Then you start fucking her. Nine out of ten, a lot of women want to get fucked anyway.
You got
didn't
that right.
Make
hold
love.
On. Hold on one second. Hold on. I'm seeing if I can. Okay.
Hush, boy. Okay.
Okay, she's back.
Cut me off. How
rude. Like my man just explained, that's exactly how it goes. So how all of a sudden the dude don't got no romantic feelings or nothing when it turns from when you first meet and they're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, trying to show a little class, you know what I'm saying, you always moving slow and shit like that. So when she's saying, yo, pull my head and clap me and shit like that, then it turns into that the next couple sections. Now,
the dude just know how to fuck.
Say,
that's what I'm saying. That dude, come on, man. That
repeat
dude was writing
again.
A poem.
Repeat that again.
He wanted to relax your mind.
He wanted to relax our mind.
He wanted to tell y'all he a real nice man.
Actually, he is a real nice man. He's a gentleman and everything. So for him to say some real shit like that, that goes with his personality. Unlike some of these motherfuckers that walk around here and have an F on their chest and don't know what the fuck it means. You know what I'm saying? A real man gonna keep it real, regardless of how corny the next nigga may feel what he's saying is. He's gonna stand true to that. And guess what? He gonna hit a home run every time while you gonna be sitting on the bench scratching your head like, damn, when can I play?
Because sometimes some niggas are so real that they don't have to explain all that shit. It's just there when it happens.
Well, judging from how you sound, you ain't that either.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, yo, but hold on. Whatever happened to the other caller, the one you put on hold? What happened to him?
His signal lost. And it was too much feedback, and plus he was pissing me off. I didn't want to hear about that shit.
I was getting ready to say that too, because he went around the whole question to something else. He had me lost for like 5 minutes. I was lost.
But you seen, I brought it right back though. Like,
and he got around it again.
About that.
Huh?
Well, okay, if you're sensitive about that, don't call and
don't call
the fucking show with me as a host. Because I wouldn't give a damn if it was your grandma and your auntie. You put it out there, I'm going to ask about it. You know what I'm saying?
What the mother? Because he had me lost. My shit was sitting here, yo, what the fuck is he talking about?
He was like, it didn't happen to him. It happened to his parents. Then he wanted to talk about his wife, this, that, and the third. So for me, on the back end, yo, dude, if you married, sending me fucking pictures of your dick talking about you two porn is not a good look for a marriage. So I really don't want to hear shit you got to say anyway. Let's talk about your mama leaving your daddy for some pussy, because that's what you called about. That's what you BBM me about. So all that other shit is irrelevant. My thing is, don't call into my fucking show and you can touch on the subject. And then when you start talking about it, you start getting a little emotional, because Carl Thomas is not singing in the background, and I can give five fucks. I'm going to ask you what the fuck I want to ask you. So you're either going to get mad, hang up, or I'm going to put your ass on hold and hang up on you any fucking way.
I feel you.
I just don't know where it went.
He was trying to school us on other reasons of why people will separate in relationships,
man.
None other than, you know, the fact that the dick game wasn't good or
it don't work.
But no, what fucked me up? No. Listen. You know what fucked me up? When he said his appearance, that one fucked me up.
He said his appearance, not parents.
That one, like, fucked me up. I was like, yes, son, how you look? How your appearance is something? You know? But he just kept going and going and going. He just, like, he made me put the phone down for, like, 5 minutes.
I guess he was coming from a child's perspective.
His appearance?
No? Not by it?
I was going to say, yo, I got an Indian mom and an African dad and... You know what I'm saying?
No, you's a funny motherfucker.
And I don't know,
you know
why lady leave me. Hey,
yo, you's a funny motherfucker. You know that, right? Huh? You know you a funny motherfucker, right?
What he do?
Hey, man. Listen, I said that's what I thought. I thought he was going to say, yo, my appearance, and then going to describe itself, have a good story. And then I don't know where it went about some people in church, some people don't go to school, about the stuff. I'm like, that ain't got really nothing to do with nothing. If you went to college and the other person ain't go to college, I know a person, I didn't go to college, and I know I dealt with somebody that went to college, but my vocab and my reality was too real for them, and they fell in love with it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the education ain't going to matter as long as you're on the same wave.
All right. So, yo, you got a Sunday show too, right? Or Saturday show?
Yeah. Tomorrow we play old school rap and hip hop and, you know, some R&B. And then on Sunday, that's the good fucking show. That's the show to be making people want to fuck because we be playing the best slow jam music.
No, fuck all that. I was about to say something. I'm about to, but so when is the next show? Is what? Besides Saturday and Sunday, is what? Tuesday.
Tuesday and Friday.
What's
and
the time for Tuesday?
We're going to have a New Year's show. We're going to have a New Year's Day show.
So what's the top? All right.
What's
the topic Tuesday? Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about, you know, the themes for 2013. I don't do New Year resolutions because those are just lies that you tell to everybody. I'm not about to do that. Motherfucker called my show talking about a New Year's resolution. I'm hanging the fuck up on you. I tell that bullshit to somebody that want to hear it, not me.
I'm going to let wait next year. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real cocky and shit.
You're going to be real cocky?
Yeah, I'm going to lift weights and shit. I'm going to get my vitamins on. I'm going to run 15 blocks a day. Every day. Not every day. Every day.
And why you doing it every day? Make sure you take care of your dick and let it catch up with everything else too. It's a damn shame.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
get the protein shake.
Disappointed.
I'm going to start going to the juice bar. Everything.
The lies.
I'm
going to
take Facebook pictures with my shirt off.
Please don't do that.
I'm saying him, but don't hurt him.
Shit.
Girl. And you know he's going to come out doing the typewriter.
I know some funny dudes that do that, man. They be all at the gym. They Facebook page be full of mirror pictures with their phones.
Sort of like you.
I'll be like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Sort of like some pictures you used to get, like, the last month.
I don't know where them pictures come from, but they be, you know what I'm saying, they be real a little cocky.
Did he dodge that?
Did he?
They be having... Let me have an ab galore. I'll be like, come on, man. I don't nobody care about all that.
Y'all need to leave him alone. He's expressing himself.
Oh, me?
You?
Shit, I'm just bugging. Ain't no way in hell I'll do some shit like that.
Do some shit like
I'm
what?
Just me. My name cool. I don't fuck around like that. You know what I'm saying? I just chill.
Just because
I just look at all the funny people that do silly shit and laugh at it.
Oh my gosh, my head hurt.
Yeah,
I make the world my own little comedy show.
Why your head hurt?
Because I keep laughing at y'all.
At y'all.
I can't help it. Oh, I'm about to put a new picture up on BBM right about now.
Uh-oh.
You
got the abs out?
I got everything out.
You got the abs flexor?
Of course, I'm always flexing.
Miss Ashton, back to you. Back to you. How can you do that? You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. How can you?
Negative.
Do that?
I have no recollection of the night in question.
Oh, you don't have no recollection of the night in question, right?
Oh, Ashton, I got a quick question for you because you never answered it yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Remember when we did the question, if you could be a man for a day, what's the first thing you would do? You never told me your answer.
Okay, what's the first thing that I would do as far as what?
like in general or sexually?
Yeah, in general, because then, like, if you was a man for a day, what would you do?
I would pee in the street standing up. That's what I would do.
You would pee in the street
standing up. That's right. You don't understand the dance that we have to do just because we have to
sit down. Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, I had to ask you that because you never gave me an answer.
That's it.
Pee in the street. I would pee
in the street.
And, you know, my answer was an honest answer. I would find a chick that could suck a dick like me and compare notes. The second thing I would do is slap a bitch in her forehead with my dick, because I think that shit is just so funny.
You know what? I probably would do that, too.
How would that? I would just have to do that.
All right, y'all, listen up. I got the clock out. It's 11:50. I got the clock out.
Oh, wait a minute. You was on the show while you was at work?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right. Multitasking.
Oh, yeah. Because we made your time at work go by. Yo, we need to get a piece of that check on the next payday, boo boo.
When you come to New York, don't even worry about it.
Oh, Ashton, you heard that right? It's our birthday.
I sure did.
That's my word.
That means overtime.
And that's my word.
That's his word.
And that's all the meaning that is his word.
That's right. That's right.
Dick don't
There it is.
So we're going to be back tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30 playing music. If y'all got any requests, hit us up on our BBMs or hit us up on Twitter, TopMommy03 or the original underscore Aston, A-S-T-E-N, S-E. And, hit us up on Facebook or hit me up on Facebook on my fan page with any songs, dedications for Sunday night and any old school rap music that you want to hear tomorrow. And we got you. So thank you guys for riding the chocolate wave. I like to tell everybody thank you, and I appreciate your honesty, calling in, sharing some stuff with us, because it's not always easy to call into a radio station and put your life on Front Street. Some people
right.
can handle it, and some people can't.
You're
for
right
those that can't, I call you Pussy Pops. If you're a Pussy Pop, do not call Chocolate City Radio, because we will tear your ass apart. No Pussy Pops for life.
All right, yo. Hey, excuse me, Miss Ashton. Hello. Hello.
Crazy. How you
Hello?
Doing, Doc?
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm great.
You gonna hit me up, right?
Sir.
I'm putting her on blast. Oh, I'm putting you on blast. Oh, I'm putting you on blast.
Oh, man, my team is here with me right now. That's why I'm running.
I'm only fucking with her. I'm only fucking with her. We BBM chat buddies. I'm only fucking with it. Right,
it's all love. These dudes right here, these are my dudes. When I say these are my sunshines right here, I cannot have a dull moment. I could never be unhappy. These two dudes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up,
man.
That's what's up.
Even if I leave myself open, I catch it too. So please don't take offense. These two dudes right here is my world.
No doubt, that's
too
what's
much.
Up. We having fun tonight. That's what's up.
I love it. Oh man, but definitely we'll link up with you later.
All right. Y'all have a fun night, all right?
I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. We'll be back tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30. Perch, thank you for what you wrote. You always keep it real. You don't gotta lie to get no pussy. A gentleman will always get the female in the end. Oh, I gotta learn to complete that. But 9:30 to 11:30 tomorrow and Sunday, and then Monday night is New Year's Eve. We'll be out and about. Hopefully, people will be fucking the New Year like I'm trying to. If I can find that right place. So, actually, we gotta find me some shit for New Year's Eve. Let's get on BBM. You guys, tonight, get the fuck off my line. I'm tired of talking to y'all. And.
Oh my God!
Oh, girl, go to sleep.
Yeah, we got what we wanted, so we feel rejuvenated now. So we're gonna end the show now. Thank you for riding the talking wave. Mwah.
Yes, I had a great time.
I did too. Nice talking to y'all. All right.
Bye.
We'll tune in tomorrow. Good night, y'all.
Yes.
All right, y'all be good.
All right.